Hello.
Hi, William. How are you doing? This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yeah. Fine. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. It's a Friday, so I can't complain.
Yeah,
I was just calling you back. I caught you the other day when you were with some company, I believe, at your place,
right.
And you just asked for a call back. So
what kind of interest can you get with good credit and everything?
Well, with our loans, the unsecured working capital, they don't have an APR. Sometimes they're actually less than a year long, so they don't have an actual APR attached to it. You can look at it more of like cents on the dollar. It's called a factor rate, actually. But they start out at 10 cents on the dollar and can go up to 24 months in length, just depending on the risk factors. You know, if they see, just going to look at how you paid people back in the past and base that off the risk factors, as long as that's well, which I think in your case would be.
What kind of paperwork you need?
It's pretty minimal, really. We just want to look at your current cash flow situation with 6 months of business bank statements. Your most recent, actually just a couple pages from your most recent tax return.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a one-page application to fill out. Probably take you, 30 seconds to do that. And I can get an approval sometimes within about a day. $24 to $48 typically.
I'm not that hurry. But you understand what, usually I buy these lambs and then feed them and sell them. Usually we keep them on feed for 120 days. I usually turn the money over.
In about 4 months, sure.
I usually turn it over twice a year at least,
Okay. Well, we have terms as 6 months is kind of the sweet spot because you get about the same pricing from 3 months to 6 months, and it gives you a little bit more leeway. The loan itself is renewable as well. So what that means to you is that once you're 50% paid in, halfway paid into it, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. So it's type of loan that once you get established with the cost and the terms and everything just get better and better as you actually use it. And I've got a few of my clients have been using this for 4 or 5 years at this point, and they're paying cents on the dollar.
Why don't you mail me the paperwork and I'll look at it and send you back what you need.
Okay, I can definitely do that. Do you want me to mail it to you or fax it to you?
I'll just mail it. It'd be fine.
Okay. We aren't really set up for that, but I can obviously physically do it. I can physically do it. It's something I can just do out of my system, like fax or something. But it's up to you if you want. I can do that. Otherwise, do you have an email or fax or printer? I can get that to you that way. I have no problem mailing it to you.
We got fax, but my wife ain't here, and I don't know how to turn on my phone. I'm using.
Gotcha. Okay.
Email, I don't know that. I don't use it.
Well, if you
put a lot of stuff on computers, but I don't.
Well, I that's a good thing. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't myself. It's not really as fun as it sounds. Stay that way.
What time you? She'll probably be around here around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
3:34. Okay.
Maybe
I can
fax it then. Our fax is. Just call this number before, and then she'll hang up, and then our fax is the same number as our phone.
Is it okay?
Let her know that it's coming in, or call her before then. Okay.
Okay. What's your wife's name? And I'll just put that
Carla.
In here so I know who to ask.
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah.
Carla. I'm sorry.
Norma.
Norma, okay, gotcha. I used to date a Norma, actually.
Yeah.
Her name was Norminda.
Norma, Adamson. So.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, we were talking about, we might know some of the same people. I grew up with a Lee brother for Lee Gorderis.
Well, I did.
I'm sorry,
Gorderis. There's a lot of dairies around Stephenville. You didn't live too far from there.
Right, that's where I was born at, actually, Stephenville.
How far are you from Dublin, Mike?
Dublin was right in the middle of Stephenville and Comanche, and I ended up graduating high school from Comanche. So one of my best friends from high school is a coach there right now.
Yeah, I got a friend that lives at Dublin.
Yeah, he probably knows my buddy Sean. He's the football coach there.
Oh, well, this guy was a big rodeo guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Harry Tompkins was his name, But he's about, Harry's probably 85, 86.
Okay. You mean Bobby Smith. Bobby Smith is in his 60s. He was a bull rider, actually, out of Sydney, Texas.
Where at?
Sydney, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Population's about 15 people.
I got a lot of good rodeo sculptures.
Oh, cool.
I got one of Harry. And but some of the older guys that you probably wouldn't know.
Well, Ty Murray's from Stephenville.
Yeah, or the same sculpture guy did him. He lives in Houston, Ed Hayes.
Okay.
He does real good sculptures, or good rodeo sculptures, and he has a lot of sculptures around all over the country, you know. But he's pretty well known. I've got five of his pieces, you know, different guys. I commissioned him to do one of a friend of mine, Brock Ryder, so I know Ed pretty good, or the sculpture guy. I've met him, because I bought four pieces from him, I commissioned him to do one of my friends, so.
Anyway. Yeah, that'd be a fun living to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or
doing something you love.
Or you can fax that over, and we'll look at it and see what you need.
Well, if you want, I can try to fax right now when we get off the phone and see if it goes through. If it doesn't, I'll give you guys a call back here in a little bit.
I don't know how to turn it on. She's not
here. Oh, it's not on right now. Okay.
No, we never turn it on because...
Oh, yeah, I'd pick up all your phone calls, huh?
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right, buddy. Sounds good, buddy. All right, well, I will do that and give you guys a call back here in a little bit.
All right.